setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In other words, we're talking about you and the contribution that you were created to make. I believe that every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role in their work. That means that you are needed. Hear me say, you're really valuable. No matter what anybody has said to you or done to you, I'm telling you, you have huge value. Because you were created to make this world a better place in your unique way. And that's what I'm about. And I want to help you figure out what that is, where you can do it, all the different ways you can do it in the marketplace, and how to get there. How many of you don't want to be miserable on Mondays anymore? Maybe you're not miserable on Monday. Maybe you're just kind of like, whatever. Grateful for my job, but I think there's more. I wonder if there's more. This is your conversation. How many of you are on track? You just want to get there a little faster. You want to move up the ladder. Maybe you're stuck in a place where you got a lid on you. You want to remove the lid. This is your place. Some of you know what you want to do. You know how to get there. Maybe family's holding you back. Uh-oh. Maybe money's holding you back. Good news. I can show you how to get out of debt. How to cash flow your way through getting qualified. This is your place. 844-747-2577. Coming up a little later in the program, six signs that you might be overworked. Ding, 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 ding. Want to give you some real evidence to measure your world against. If you're overworked, we've got to solve that. You can't keep doing that. So that's a little bit later. But first, to the phones we go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hutchinson, Kansas is where Devin joins us. Devin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Mr. Coleman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, so my question is, well, first of all, I took the career assistance tool that I get through your email, Career Clarity, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
So it helped me kind of narrow down what I'm leaning towards and what's meaningful to me. And I think what that is teaching. And I've also found myself, I'm very passionate about the Dave Ramsey baby steps.
Okay,
I've gone through them with my wife, and what it's done for our family is just, I can't even describe.
I've had
some small opportunities to pass that on to family. And I found that deeply meaningful. The joy I get from that has brought me joy. And I'm wondering if there are any opportunities for people who want to just anything like that to teach the baby steps. I know it's Dave Ramsey's idea, obviously, but does he have local programs where people can teach locally?
Well, here's what you could do. One idea. This is one idea. We can brainstorm through a couple more. But we do have Financial Coach Master Training. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. That is a actual division of our company here at Ramsey Solutions. I would call today, and Madison can help guide you on who to ask for and who to talk to. But our Financial Coach Master Training is a program by which we train people how to be financial coaches, obviously using our methodology, the seven baby steps, which you're very familiar with. Now,
yeah.
Once we train you on how to be a coach, and you love the idea of coaching, okay, and I'm guessing you've got the talent to be a coach, right? Would you say that's true after doing the Career Clarity Guide? You got the talent?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, good. So we teach you how to be a good coach, and then we will train you, and you can stay in the program, and we teach you how to build your business. Because if you want to be a financial coach, this is a entrepreneurial venture. You must build it one client at a time. It's not like, hey, we've got offices all around the country. No, it's an individual deal, and you would build it, you know, just like almost a physical trainer builds their business, right? Word of mouth, delivering results for one person at a time. And so it would be a side hustle unless you're financially independent. But that's a quick example of how you could do what you just described. But you could also you could also say, hey, maybe I want to get into wealth advising, retirement advising, investing. Well, we have our SmartVestor Pro program. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with that. These are men and women that are independent, working for other financial advising companies, and they go through a process where we screen them and make sure that they teach what we teach here at Ramsey Solutions, and they have the heart of a coach. And so maybe you get trained to be a financial advisor. You know, those are just two real life examples where you can make a living by being directly connected to the baby steps.
Okay. I like that. I really like that first option.
Yeah, I figured so, because I think that's one way to do it. Now, here's the thing. I want to take some pressure off of you right this moment and realize that you can be passionate about coaching, and you could do it as a straight up ministry and not charge for it. You could do it as, you know, so that would be the ministry, or call it a hobby, or you can do it as, and just keep it as a side hustle for the rest of your life, or you can go all in and get after it, but you're going to have to replace your income. You know that, and you understand budgeting. So I think that those are two really good options for you. And I think the first step is I would call our company today, Madison. In fact, I just put him on hold. Madison, let's get him to the right person here in the company and walk through all the questions that you need answered on our Financial Coach Master Training and see if that's a good fit for you. And if it is, great, because I'm going to tell you this, they will teach you not just how to be a good coach, but how to build your business, and that's a win. We see a lot of people coming in on this show, calling the show, that want to do that because of their affinity for Dave Ramsey and our company, Ramsey Solutions. So that might be a great option. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Coming up in a little bit, we are going to go through six signs that you're being overworked. We are getting this call on a pretty regular basis where somebody feels like they want to switch careers. And before I ever start walking through the process for building that bridge, if you will, to switch, I always want to make sure that it's not a function of them being overworked or in a toxic environment. And so we've got a great new blog on the Ken Coleman website, kencoleman.com, six signs you're being overworked. I'm going to lay those out for you, because these are like inventory items for you to go, okay, let me check this, check this, check this. And let me see if I'm, am I exhibiting three or four of these? None. That'd be great news. But sometimes understand that you might be doing the right thing in the wrong place. And if you're overworked and it's not a healthy culture in your leadership, A, doesn't see it, B, doesn't care, and isn't going to do anything about it, well, then you might be doing the right thing, but in the wrong place. Healthy environment, healthy culture is huge. Because as I've said many times, I'll say it again, you can be right in your sweet spot. You can be in your contribution zone doing what you were created to do. But if you're in an unhealthy environment, over time, you are a human. And the mental and the emotional and the physical side effects of being in an unhealthy culture, you can't overcome that just because you're in your sweet spot. So we'll talk about that and take more of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Every day on the Ken Coleman Show, I talk to people who want to switch to a technology career, but they're worried it's going to cost way too much and take too long. Well, now my friends at Bethel Tech take care of all of that. You can get the most in-demand tech skills online and affordably. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to learn how you can save $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition and get a great technology job. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Again, that's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Shining a light on your path to meaningful work, purpose, Monday through Friday. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm your friend Ken, and it is a toll-free number to jump in, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Big news, folks. The second edition of the Get Hired event is coming your way this spring. What a perfect time. April the 27th is the date, 8 Eastern, 7 Central time, live streamed from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters, and it's going to be a great event. We did this event, we spun this baby up for the first time in June last year, right as the pandemic began to really just crush the job market. And so here we are, we're beginning to see a thawing. We're seeing good unemployment news. I think you're going to see even better news in March, better news in April. But the reality is it's still a very competitive market to get hired. Some of you are looking to get from 2 or 3 part-time jobs into a full-time job just to get stable, a day job. Some of you want to move up the ladder. Some of you want to change fields. Whatever the situation, this event is going to give you the edge. I'm giving you the edge. We're going to talk about the first 3 stages of my 7 stages to meaningful work. Get clear, get qualified, get connected so that you can get hired. And it's going to be a great event, a lot of fun. We'll have a live crowd down here. So that's always fun because I miss being in front of people. I really do. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's the deal. Tickets start at $20. That's a great deal. So that's a great gift, maybe a great graduation gift for your college grad in your life that needs the edge. Or somebody needs a lift. DaveRamsey.com/events. DaveRamsey.com/events is where you go get the ticket. Again, April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central time. And if you're new to Ramsey Solutions or you've been with us a while and you haven't met, we have a special host. And she's fantastic. And so she's new to the team. So she'll be hosting the event, which is nice because you have a very pleasant female to engage with instead of listening to me the entire night. And she's fantastic. This is not the YouTube show. This is Radio Sirius, and I got the YouTube show right into this. I would turn the cameras around, and she's in the control room. Courtney's in the control room, but we can't see her. So that's unfortunate. But you'll meet her soon, and she's great. So it's going to be a wonderful night. DaveRamsey.com/events. Get your ticket now. Don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, 6 signs you're being overworked. But to the phones we go. Let's go to Boise, Idaho. Chris is joining us there. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, when the coronavirus hit, I started a little business working on power sports stuff. So ATVs, dirt bikes, jet skis, wakeboard boats, that kind of thing.
Nice.
And business is booming. Tons of volume, tons of customers. I've helped fly over 115 customers since May of last year.
Wow.
And the thing about it is I'm not making enough money. My top line is good, but as far as actually bringing home money, I'm not doing as much as I would like to do.
Okay. All right. So when I hear somebody say that, we have 2 buckets we got to dig into. Number one is, are you charging enough? Probably not. Need to charge a little bit more for sure. And then the second issue is, how can we cut costs? Are we as tight as we can be? So we look at raising price, lowering costs. Where are you at on the lowering costs? Are you pretty tight right now?
So with my rental, my lease of my shop, the commercial auto insurance in my truck and general liability, it's like $1,600 a month in overhead.
And that's pretty tight. You can't save money anywhere?
No, I mean, for this much space, that's a good deal.
Okay, great. So now it's our top line. So how much are you clearing on average each month?
So far this quarter, I've done like $18,200 in top line.
Okay, so let's break that down per month because your hard costs are limited to $1,600. Is that pretty much consistent?
Yep.
So what's a monthly take? So is that a 3-month quarter? Is that what you're doing? 3 and 18, so $6,000 a month, roughly?
Yeah, so okay. I guess it'd probably be like, I'll probably do 25 this quarter.
Good. Okay, so how are you making money? Are these for individual rentals? Are these group outings or a combo?
This is customers coming to me and dropping off their side-by-sides, their ATVs, dirt bikes, and jet skis, and I'm actually fixing them and returning them to them. They pay me.
I missed that. You said working on. Okay, got it. So you're actually a mechanic.
I guess you can call me that, sure.
Yeah. So what do you charge an hour? Or is it per job?
I kind of just do it per job at roughly $60 an hour.
All right. So is that the median? Is that low? Is that high in Boise, Idaho?
That's very low. It's like most shops are 90 to 120.
All right, bro. So right now it needs to go to 90.
Okay.
Go do your homework. Not so much for your customers, although that's important to tell them that, but for your confidence. It's so important for you at this point because you just started this thing. And this is a nerve-wracking deal for an entrepreneur to raise prices. It's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Well, I think I'm too nice. My problem is, like, with all my customers
have
turned in, like, I don't want to say friends, but like I know all my customers really well.
Yeah.
And they're all super nice. And that's like,
yeah, but let me ask you this. This isn't about being nice. This is about being effective. Are you effective? They love your work. Yes or no?
Well, they keep on coming back.
Yeah. So they like it. So here's the deal. You could still be nice to them, talk to them. You're just going to charge them more. You're going to say to them, hey, listen, I got started and I'm barely, making it. And I did some homework. And every one of my competitors is charged between 90 to 120. And so I'm not going to jump to 120 because I want to keep taking care of you guys, but I've got to get up to where the market is. And so I'm raising rates starting March 1. We've already passed March 1. I'm going to raise rates starting whatever, to $90 an hour. And you communicate that then to them.
Gotcha.
Don't worry about it.
No, I think I'm just being too nice, and I don't think I'll lose any customers.
I don't think you will either. They love you, man, and you're still going to be nice.
It's not like
you're going to all of a sudden be a jerk to them, right? It's not happening. No chance. So do your homework so that you can say with confidence for yourself, and then they can do their homework too, and they go, oh, man, we love Chris. Chris is awesome. And, I want Chris to win. And so you're going to raise your rates. You need to be competitive. And let me tell you something else. That's a suggestion. Don't take what I said and put that in concrete. I'm saying at a baseline, you need to be 90. If in fact the range is 90 to 120, at a starting point, you're at least raising rates to 90. I'm okay if you go to 120. If you feel like you can deliver that kind of service, go for it. So what I'm saying is you do what you believe in. Okay, if you want to go to 90 at first, and then 6 months later you start popping it up a little bit, that's fine. I'm not a fan of the gradual thing. It's kind of, for me, it's like, look, here's what the market's saying. Here's what it costs everywhere else. I'm going to keep giving you even better service, but I got to be competitive for myself so that I can go to the next level. So you choose the number between 90 and 120. I'm not a fan of the gradual raise over time. It's like, this is the market. I believe my work is as good as anybody else's. I won't put myself at 120 and then I'm making all this up. Whatever your inner dialogue is, go with what you believe. Does that make sense?
Yep. And I think it's perfect timing because I'm actually kind of pivoting away from working on the toys and going to working on actually building turnkey jet boats for people, mini jet boats.
Well, let me just tell you.
It's a whole different level.
It's a whole different level.
And welding.
Yes.
All
I love it, Chris. Let me tell you something. That is a premium service. So you need to charge premium. You need to be right where the market is there.
Right.
Do not sell yourself short.
All right.
You bet, buddy. Man, I'm proud of you. Good stuff. You know what, Chris? I've never been to Boise, Idaho, and I need to get out there to Boise.
Well, don't come because we're already getting pretty full.
I know. You guys are, I hear you guys are burning stuff out there. I read a little story on that over the weekend. We'll leave that one alone. Hello, Joe. Wow. Did you see that story over the weekend? Oh, my goodness. Woo. All right, folks. We're having fun. We're just getting started. Coming up next, 6 signs that you might be overworked. I'm going to set you folks free. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us as we continue to help men and women get clear so they can get qualified, so they can get connected, and then get started, and then get promoted to get the dream job. Why? To work like no one else, to give yourself away. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but I just have a sense that somebody out there feels like it's too late. My ship has sailed. I can't make it happen, Ken. I'm behind the eight ball. Nobody's going to give me a shot. Can I just speak to you for a second and tell you nothing could be further from the truth? If you'll keep listening to this show, I believe you hear somebody else that's walking in your shoes. And I'd really like you to consider calling me. Give me a few minutes to pull what's inside of you out and let you see it. And let you see yourself the way the world sees you. I can tell you this. No matter what somebody has done to you or said to you, you have not lost any value to this world. Not one iota of value. Not one. So welcome aboard. I want to talk to some of you right now that feel like you're just hanging on by a thread at work. Six signs you're being overworked. This is a full-blown article at kencoleman.com if you want to do the deep dive. I'm just going to hit the high points so that you have a checklist. And as you're listening to this right now, you're going, that's me. That's me. That's me. Uh-oh. And then what do we do? So we're going to move through the six signs that you're overworked. You have trouble disconnecting. You have a hard time leaving work alone. Not just leaving it at the office. Some of you take it home. You can't even get away from it at the house. Oh, boy, that's a problem. And I'm going to put this little nugget in there. Yes, that's a sign that you're overworked, but it also could be a sign that you are overworking. That's a you issue, maybe. Number two, you feel like you're always behind, can't catch up. It's the old hamster wheel idea. No matter how fast I run, I'm not making progress. I'm just spinning and spinning. Number three, your health is declining. Folks, let me tell you something. The mental and emotional stress from toxicity in the workplace, whether you are a part of it or not, not being able to let go of work will turn into emotional and mental, and watch me, physical side effects. It just will. We aren't made to go, 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 go all the time. We're just not. And if you're not aware at this point of the connection between the mental health, the emotional health, and physical health, go do some homework. Go read somebody that's an expert on that stuff. But I'm telling you, you can't keep it up. You will crash. Number four, you literally count the hours. Now, this is where you're so overworked, where you're just numb, and you're just doing, and you look at the clock, you're going, can I just keep doing it? Couple more hours. Come on. Just a couple more hours. Hold. Come on. I just got to get, oh gosh, an hour and a half. Okay. When you're just counting down to get out of there, many times it's because you're just trying to survive. Number five, you feel distant from friends and family. You're disconnected because you're so mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. You don't have anything left for anybody else. You cannot give what you do not have. And then you just have no more excitement for the work. Now, we get this call a lot on the show. Teachers are the number one category of this particular issue, no passion. They think they have no passion, but the reason they think they have no passion is because they haven't felt anything in so long. And the reason they haven't felt anything in so long is because their heart's been covered up with all of the stuff we've just been talking about. So a deep dive with some more examples at kencoleman.com. You can just search six signs you're being overworked. And if that's you, what do we do? All right, now let's get realistic. What do we do? Okay, can I leave today? If I can't leave today financially, I mean, I can't just walk because I'm financially set. Now I've got to say, all right, I got to do some resets. I got to reset expectations. I shouldn't be here. Or maybe I need to talk to my leader because I actually haven't talked to my leader. I got to give my leader and leadership a chance to fix this problem. If they kick the can down the road and there's nothing there, then we know, okay, it's time to leave. Now, I got to start looking. I got to find something. I got to pay attention to the culture I'm in now, and I got to do my homework as I'm looking out there to make sure that I don't step into a similar situation. You do your homework. We get prepared. We get another position. Then we walk in and we say, deuces, I'm out. But not until we have something to walk into, unless you are financially able to walk today. But once you know that this being overworked, overwhelmed is not going to change, you must decide, first of all, to do something about it. You have to decide. Don't keep putting up with it. It will absolutely break you down. Please don't do that. 844-747-2577. Call me. We'll talk through it. We'll get real specific. That's why I'm here. 844-747-2577. Shanice is joining us in Sacramento, California. Shanice, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken Coleman. How are you today?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm so glad I came across your article today about being overworked, because that is my story. All six steps pretty much checked the box.
Oh, no, Shanice. Oh, my goodness. Yes. All right. So what's your situation? How can I specifically help you solve this?
Yeah, so my situation is that I got into a job which started out very good. I had a lot of support from my workers and management, but then the pandemic hit and we lost a lot of good people. So a lot of the work was kind of down to a skeleton crew. Now we're trying to employ people, but it's just really hard to get anyone to work at this time. Mm-hmm. So much of the work has been put on us, as it's only a very few. So I'm definitely overworked. Our call volume has tripled, and it's just not enough time in the day to get to what we need, you know, to complete our job.
And leadership is aware of it, and there's no fix.
Exactly. Except for hiring people, and that's, you know, going to take time because you have to train, which I completely understand.
Okay.
But I find myself in a situation constantly, and I'm not sure how to correct it or questions to ask during interviews.
Well, it doesn't sound like you can correct it. So I think I just described this. You're at a place now where you've got to start looking elsewhere. Correct?
Yes. But my only problem is that they are paying for my school. So I cannot leave.
How much school do you have left?
A whole year.
Well, you know what you got to do then? You have to make a mental adjustment first. Mentally, you got to go, I am slammed right now. I feel overworked. All that's true. They say they're going to hire, or they're in the process of, it's going to take a while. So I'm going to have to put up with this for X amount of days, weeks, months, right? That's where we start.
Yes.
Once they start to hire, you get some help. Yes.
Yes.
And they are in the process of trying to hire. Yes.
Yes.
So it's bite your lip time. It's big girl time, because of the benefits outweigh, anything else, and that is they're paying for your school, which is getting your ticket out of there anyway, correct?
Correct.
Oh, come on, girl. You got to hang in there for 12 more months. You're strong. You can handle this. I know it's tough. Here's what you have to do. After the mental piece, you need to find a way to regenerate yourself, to alleviate some of the junk you're dealing with in this non-ideal situation at work, which is actually a great opportunity for you because they're paying for your school. So you've got to figure out, how do I, in the off hours, when I'm at home, my weekends, what am I doing to truly reload, you know, to get charged up so that you go, all right, I can do this. I'm busting it right now. It's tough, but I can see the future. And there needs to be a good dose of you visualizing your ideal future while you're in the workplace. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's a note card with something written on it. Something that just reminds you, this isn't my future. This is just part of the process. You know what I'm saying, Shanice?
Yes.
That's what I did. I was doing radio on Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock. It wasn't anybody listening to me, but I knew it was part of the process. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues. helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. For those of you who are really, really unsure, feeling locked up about what you want to do, we've got a free worksheet. It's really a worksheet that walks you through what I do on the air with callers, helping you get some clues on talent, what you do best. These are hard skills and soft skills. Passion, work that you love to do. You look forward to it. You get the juice when you're involved in it. You don't want to quit. And then mission, results that you want to create in the world. It's called the Career Clarity Guide. It's free at kencoleman.com. Go get it. Let's go to Cade in Greeley, Colorado. Cade, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Well, let's see if I can hit that button. Cade, there you go. Sorry, Cade, I didn't press hard enough. How can I help?
No worries, man. How's it going?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help with you?
Yeah, man. So I am a delivery driver at the moment, but next week I'll be starting a plumbing apprenticeship, making just a little bit more. But I've recently been doing some handyman work on the side on an app called TaskRabbit.
Yeah.
And it actually makes more than this new job is going to make me.
Yeah, okay. So let me make sure I'm keeping up here. This app thing is making more than the plumbing apprenticeship will?
It is, yeah. I mean, quite a bit more.
So what's your question for me?
I'm just wondering, you know, this apprenticeship could go somewhere, you know, but I'm really not making real money. And for the next, it seems about 4 years until you get a license, I won't be making real money.
Well, where do you want to end up?
Making,
let's press pause on the present, if we can, just for a moment, and say, where do we want to end up? Where do you want to end up, Cade?
You know, I have a long-term girlfriend right now that I would just like to support, you know, a little better. She makes good money herself. But
Wait. Time out. All right. Now, listen, I'm coming up on 23 years of marriage. All right. I'm supposed to support my wife, but I'm going to tell you something. I wasn't supporting Stacy when we were married. I'm just telling you that right now. You don't need to support your girlfriend. So unless I'm focusing on one little word you said the wrong way, let's fix that right now. You don't need to support your girlfriend. She needs to support herself. And then when you guys
and she does actually.
So then you don't need to support her.
Yeah. In the future, we would both like to be making, $50,000 to $100,000, you know?
Okay, great. But my point is that once you're, you didn't answer my question. Where do you want to be professionally? Let me ask you this way. Do you want to be a successful plumber, own your own plumbing business? Is that what the goal is?
No.
Oh, well then great. Then why are we doing a plumbing internship? Why are we doing a plumbing apprenticeship anyway?
Because if I can get through these first 4 years, I can make $50 an hour.
Yes, but you just called me and told me that you're doing a new thing with some app where you're making way more than you would as a plumber.
Yeah, I'm making about $40 an hour.
Okay, bye-bye plumbers. Bye.
Yeah.
I know so. Am I right? Tell me one reason why you would pursue being a plumber when A, it doesn't pay anywhere close to what you're making now. B, you don't want to be a plumber long-term.
Right.
Here's the deal. You know, here's what I teach, Cade. I teach that you were created to fill a unique role in your work. I also teach that there are multiple jobs, multiple career paths in that contribution zone or your sweet spot where you use your talent to do work you love to accomplish results that matter to you. Nowhere in this conversation has plumbing entered into the equation other than just being a job that you think, and eventually it will make the kind of money you want to make so that you both are making $100,000 or more. That's the only thing it is. And I'm telling you, that's not enough. If you pursue that, you'll eventually call me and go, man, I just went into plumbing. I don't like it. I'm stuck. I can't stand it. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. This is like a self-employed kind of thing. So there's more, you know, I'm sure there's taxes on that. You know?
What, on this app thing you're doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, but who cares? Exactly. More money's more money. How do you not understand more money is more money? Yeah. I mean, you get
exactly.
to write, but you get
it
to write off
head.
More.
Yeah,
but listen, you get to write off more as well. Here's what I want you to do. Go to DaveRamsey.com and go talk to one of our tax advisors and get their advice on the type of write-offs that you will be able to have. And you'll trust me, you'll want to do it. Ken Coleman Show continues to give you clarity so that you can confidently take the next step forward. We're talking about living and working on purpose. Your work is not something that's just a J-O-B that just provides you some money to be able to take care of the necessities and hopefully make some memories. Your work is directly connected to your purpose. It should be, rather. You should be doing what you were created to do. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Keith, who is on the line in Japan. Keith, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Keith. What's going on?
Well, I'll be separating from the Air Force soon, and you know, the job search has started, but I'm having a really difficult time finding out what exactly my passion is.
Okay. Well, first, let me say thank you for serving our country. You're a great American.
Thank you for your thanks.
You bet. So, what do you know so far? You've been listening to me long enough, or at least at some point, to call me. Do you know the talent, passion, mission, or some ideas in what you do best, which is what I define as talent? That's hard skills, soft skills. Passion is work you love to do. A task, a function, a role that you look forward to. When you're in the middle of it, you got the juice, and you love to do it so much that you don't want to stop. And then the third piece is mission. These are the results you want to contribute to the world. I call that mission, talent, passion, mission. What do you know in those three areas?
Well, for talent, I know I've got plenty of the soft skills like listening, speaking, like just communicating in general.
Yeah, so I call that communication. I like that. What else?
Yeah, as far as mission, I know the end results I want are just I want to better people's lives and I want to have a meaningful impact on people. It's just the passion part. I've never really worked in something that's given me, as I said, give me that juice to just keep doing it and doing it.
Okay, great. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to look deeper into talent, the things you do best, and we're going to look at mission a little bit deeper as well. And what I think you're going to see is you'll see the evidence, you'll see the answers that present themselves by doing that. All three of these elements work together. So let's go back to talent. I wrote down that you have the talent of communication. That's listening, talking, reading people. You have the talent of communication. What are your other, give me some more things that are you're really, really good at. I want your top talents, not your things you're average at. I mean, you're really, really good. Hard skills, soft skills. Tell me more.
Goodness. Well, I am really good with administration type skill. That's my, it's actually my career field in the Air Force currently.
Right.
It's like an executive administration kind of thing with the side of like post office.
So is that more on the organization side or the leadership side or both?
Both.
So I would say, let's say organization. Is that true? You've got the talent of organization?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I would call leadership persuasion in some ways, right? Or we could say that you have certainly the talent not just of persuasion, but instruction. Is that true too?
I'd say more persuasion than instruction.
Great. All right. So now we got top three. So we're going to say communication, organization, persuasion, right? All right. So let's talk about the work you love to do based on those things. If you're really good at communication, what work do you enjoy that involves communicating? If you're really good at organization, what work do you like to do that involves organizing? If you're really good at persuasion, what kind of work you like to do that involves that talent of persuasion? So let me give you an example. So let's take communication. Do you like the work of counseling? Do you like the work of influencing? Do you like the work of performing? Do you like the work of promoting? I'm just giving you some ideas here. Teaching, selling, these are all types of work that involve communication. So now that I've given you a couple of answers, possible answers, what kind of work do you love to do with that talent of communication?
I really like being able to, I feel like saying helping people is just so vague.
No, it's too vague. I'm giving you the answers. Think about it. All right, let's go down the list. Organization. Part of the answer is in the word organization. You have the talent of organization. What kind of work do you love to do that involves that talent? You like this work.
That's the thing is I haven't experienced something where I'm like, you know, I really enjoy this aspect of like, I've been
okay,
in like
so you're telling me in the Air Force, you've not done any work that you enjoy.
I kind of hate to say it, but
all right.
Yes.
Are you an overanalyzer? Are you a guy that gets just locked
absolutely.
Up? Yeah. You're locking up on me.
Absolutely.
You're locking up on me. So let me try another tack. Who are the people you want to help in the workplace? What problem do you want to solve that those people have? What solution do you want to bring that helps solve that problem for those people? Just answer the question and stop thinking. Just answer it. Who are the people you want to help in the workplace? Who do you want to help?
I generally have enjoyed being able to help the airmen that I've been put over. The ones that I supervise, I like not necessarily helping them work-wise, but when people do come to me really easily with their problems, and I think being able to help them.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. I want you to think of one or two or three instances where an airman has come to you and it has nothing to do with work, and you essentially put on a counselor hat. Is that a true depiction of something that you've done?
Yes.
How did you feel after you listened and then you instructed them, guided them on maybe what they need to be thinking, feeling, and doing? How did you feel when they left?
Oh, it feels great. And I love going home to my wife and telling her all about it.
So how is counseling not work that you couldn't get excited about?
I think it's just something I've just simply never tried it before.
But I didn't ask you that. There's where you overthink. You're actually built for counseling because you think so daggum hard. Your only reason for just kind of being is because you've never done it. I didn't ask you if you've done it. I'm saying, do you remember how you felt? You remembered it. I could hear a smile on your face all the way in Japan. You went home and told your wife about it.
You got me.
They're like, yeah, I heard it. The light bulb went on with those people, those airmen, and because their light bulb went on, your heater, your internal heater just went, you loved it. Couldn't wait to get home. Babe, you're not going to believe this. Bill came in office, started telling me about this, this, and this. I started listening. I asked questions. Then I said something. He went, you just read my mind. And I felt like, oh my gosh, something like that. Is that about right?
Yes, sir.
How did I know that? Keith, we've never talked before. Now, Keith, stop thinking. Keith, is it possible that counseling could be something that you would absolutely love to do because you've got the talent of communication and organizing and persuasion, and you, the people you want to help are people that aren't where they want to be in their personal life, maybe even their professional life, but you want to help people get over the hump. Is that true or false?
It's true.
So here's the deal. Here's the exercise. Keep working through this. Don't do anything else other than answer this question. Who are the people that I most want to help with my work? Who are they? You might say people dealing with emotional relationship issues, people dealing with substance abuse. I don't know, Keith, but you do. If you'll allow your heart to talk, if you'll turn off your brain and let your heart feel the answer, who are the people, Keith, that you would almost be overcome with tears of gratitude if you got to speak into their life and help them with change? Are you tracking with me, Keith?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. So when you start thinking about those people, guess what? the challenges that they're dealing with will reveal themselves. You'll go, yeah, I want to help them with this challenge and this challenge and this challenge. And then you say, well, how do I want to help them? Do I want to create resources for them and write books for them, speak to them, or do I want to counsel them one-on-one? Come on, Keith. I gave you the exercise. Let your heart reveal the answer. Hey, before I go, I want everybody to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.